The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tesloff Yacht Sales. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. And Wolf Marine is located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater, intersection of Highway 95 and 96. We are a marina on the St. Croix River, the beautiful St. Croix River. We do have slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 foot. If you have a boat, get it in our marina. It's on the beautiful St. Croix River. We know it's getting towards fall here, but we still have some great fall rates, and we'd love to have you. You can reach us at 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. Give us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. And I have on my port side here...
That would be John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. You know that we sell boats, we list boats, we have the largest inventory in the five-state area, maybe beyond. I guess I don't check all the states, but I know I have the largest inventory in the five-state area. Our website is TetzloffYachtSales.com, telephone number 651-214-9463. Again, we list and sell houseboats and cruisers and yachts and whatever. I like to sell anything. I don't really turn too many people down. If you go to my website, you'll see that I've got all kinds of different boats in there, including a few that I'm going to mention here later in the show. And, you know, I am sitting in the same chair that Mr. Turner sits in. In fact, he just got up and left. So if I'm kind of sounding smooth and suave and professional, that's probably because I'm getting a little of the vibe here from Mr. Turner there. So I appreciate that.
And I have no excuses. So that's why I'm not as smooth as John.
Well, he switches chairs around. So maybe he had that chair yesterday. Anyway, you know, we are the boat and marina people. But I wanted to mention again, I think I mentioned a few times in the past that I am a member of, a volunteer, I should say, of the Yellow Ribbon for the Lower St. Croix Valley. And we do volunteer work to help our local veterans in the valley here, their families, and the veterans themselves. So if they need rides to the VA, they need rides to the doctor, they need their yard rake, they need shoveling, you name it, if they need that help, that's what we're here to do. And we're always looking for donations to put in the fund so we can help these veterans. I know it's not about boating, but we did get a donated boat in. It's a 1990 25-foot Larson that's really clean, and we're asking $5,000 for it. And you'd look at that boat and think it's a, you know, $15,000 or $20,000 boat. But it's been donated by the owner. They know it's going to a good cause. So it's on the Tetzloff Yacht Sales website, and it's on the Yellow Ribbon website as well. So yeah, check that out. And we're also going to do a benefit concert probably next year sometime. I don't know, Eric, if you're aware, but I used to be a concert promoter back in the day.
Oh wow, I had no idea.
yeah, I used to promote concerts. The last one I did was at the Lake Elmo Fairgrounds. I'm sure you're familiar with that place.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was back in 1991. I had Fog Hat and Bad Finger, the Hoop Snakes. Remember the Hoop Snakes?
Vaguely.
The part formed by some, former members of Lamont Cranston, and then another band called Austin Healey. And that was the last one we did. In fact, you know, we could probably get those guys back together because I think they're all still playing around nationally.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, and they're a little older now, but aren't we all? But yeah, we're going to probably have a concert next summer, maybe into the fall, to benefit the Yellow Ribbon. So that will definitely be mentioned on the show here, too, and it goes to a heck of a good cause.
And you were saying that was a 25-foot Larson?
25-foot Larson San Marino, I believe.
And I'll tell you what, I will up that a little bit. If someone buys that boat soon here, I will throw a slip in for the rest of this fall.
Okay,
we'll
all
take
right.
it to the second week of October.
All right, so that means
someone wants that boat, buy the boat for $5,000, did you say?
Yep.
Great deal on the boat.
Wow.
We'll throw in a slip for the rest of the summer. I think that's a great deal.
There we go.
To the second week of October.
That's like, boy, that's a month and 3 weeks or
absolutely.
So,
absolutely, yep.
Yeah. And they get to go out there and see all the colors on the river.
Oh, it's the best time of year as far as I'm concerned.
Well, there you have it. You buy that 1990 Larson, and Wolf Marine will throw in the slippage for the rest of the year.
Yep, absolutely.
Super deal. Yep. Super deal.
Goes to a good cause.
Yeah, all right. Well, here I want to talk about a few boats I have. In fact, one I think I mentioned on the show before, we're going to have an open house probably on a Sunday down at Treasure Island Casino at the marina. I don't know if you folks have been down there, but it's a pretty nice marina, not quite up to the standards of Wolf, but it's a nice marina. And what I have down there is a 2012. Nope, yep, just messing with you. A 2012 72-foot Skipper Liner houseboat. You know, this boat, as I mentioned maybe in earlier shows, is probably the nicest houseboat in the area. Original owner. It's got twin diesel engines. It's got a 40 kW generator on there. It's got a hot tub up on the upper deck with its own bar. It's got two separate showers and heads, bow and stern thruster. This boat would be and is the nicest houseboat on the river. If you're looking for something real nice, if you want to have entertain guests, you want to entertain business folks or whatever, this would be the boat for you. And again, with those bow and stern thrusters and the diesels, I mean, you're not going to have any issues running this boat.
No, that's a well-handling boat with the complete twin diesels, bow stern thruster. That thing, you'd be able to walk that boat down the river sideways if you had to.
That's right. And with that 40 kW generator, if you pull into a city someday and the power went out in that city, they can just plug into you. that's a good-sized generator.
That's a lot of power.
That's right, and you can still use the hot tub at the same time. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on the Tetzloff Yacht Sales Facebook page, because we're going to definitely have the information on there. We'll be talking about it on future shows here, and we'll get a date for you. And like to get some folks down there to check out this great boat. We'll probably have some wine and champagne and maybe some hors d'oeuvres on there too. So that'll be a good time. Anything on your side right now?
Well, as you had mentioned, the Red Wing, the casino marina there is where you were going to have that, if I heard you correctly. It's a great place to go. A lot of our clients boat from our place down to there. I would like to see some of the clients from the casino area marina there come up to our place. It's a great weekend trip, so, I'd like to see mine go down there, and I'd like to see some come back and check us out also.
Well, I know what we could do. You've got that nice area in your ship store area. Let's kind of clear it out a little bit, push things to a side, and we can set up some bingo tables and maybe some card games, and we can sell folks, you know what, come on up.
I was thinking with your promotional background, maybe we could get Foghat up there. I don't know.
Hey, that would be great. I'll tell you what, when, at the Washington County Fairgrounds, watching them play Slow Ride and Fool for the City, that was pretty cool. Although I'll bet you this station, the great KLBB, plays some Badfinger. Because we had Badfinger there. Bob, we haven't heard too much from Bob over the time we've had these shows. Bob,
yeah, we
chip in.
Hey, we play a little Badfinger, and just to mention, Foghat is at the State Fair, I believe.
Are they really?
At this year, the
okay.
Minnesota State Fair.
Okay.
And it's at one of the free stages, I believe, too.
Free?
Yeah.
Well, how can I charge to see them if I have them again if they're playing for free?
Well, you'll find a way.
Yeah, you know we will. You will. But, Badfinger, I think they were the first band the Beatles signed to their Apple record back in the day.
Oh, you have more knowledge on that than I do.
Well, I think that's true. Anyway, I'm going with it. But I think
I'll run with it also.
All right. So anyway, Bob's been, you've been recording most of our shows back there, and you've been here for how long?
I've been here 4 years, four years, I think it is, yeah.
So you own about a quarter of the business.
Yeah. I've got all that stock, those stock plans that we have here. I've got about a quarter. Yeah, you're right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll talk to the owner because, I've got your boss's boat for sale that happens to be at Wolf Marina.
That is correct, yeah.
You know, it's a real nice 1998 24-foot Sea Ray with 320 hours on it. So it hasn't even been used.
It's brand new.
We need to get him out and use it or have a new owner come down and use it.
Yep. Well, it's for sale, so we're going to get that thing sold for them. But real nice, clean boat. And again, it's at Wolf Marine.
Yeah, and the boat's been at our place prior to the owner of the station owning it. There was another gentleman that used it, and I think I have told John that that guy meticulously kept that boat up. I mean, this thing was probably at the time the cleanest best kept boat in the marina. So I know for a fact that boat has been well cared for. Mm.
Well, it sure hasn't been used, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Not at 300 and some hours on
no,
it.
No, that's
so
that's,
let me ask you a question. When someone comes down and wants to buy a boat, is it like buying a car? Can you test drive it, or how does that work?
Well, you can, but first of all, I don't own the boats.
Okay.
Boats are a little bit more complicated mm-hmm. than a car.
Okay.
There's a lot more systems going on. I don't know that possibly the owner might have hired a mechanic to come down there and work on the boat. He's got some hoses disconnected, some lines disconnected. I could fire up an engine and mm-hmm. burn it up. I don't know. I mean, okay. that happens. But plus, they don't get the best fuel consumption in the world. I could spend the whole day taking people off for test drives. So anyway, basically, I show them the boat and... they need to put an offer in with a deposit, and those offers are contingent on surveys and sea trials, mechanical exams. So,
okay.
If anything pops up during any of that, they can back out and get their deposit back. They can renegotiate or just tell the seller to fix it.
And I think it's more likened to buying a house than a car. I think, you have to have let the owner know that you're going down and showing the boat. You don't go through all the systems mm-hmm. unless you're with the boat owner there. So they might have little idiosyncrasy things, switches to turn main power on.
Yeah.
Maybe security systems of some kind. So, yeah, I mean, it's a little different than buying a car. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you go into, a real estate agent, they open the door to a house, they may have to flick on some lights.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. But you get onto a boat, you could have two engines, you could have a generator, you could have four or five air conditioning units, you've got water systems. I mean, it's very, very complicated. And if someone's working on one of the systems and you start flipping switches and firing up engines, you could really mm-hmm. be in some trouble real fast.
And there's switchover switches.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds funny, but, you have switches that switch from your shore power to generator. And, there's all kinds of things. And a lot of times, I have a hard time finding them on some of the boats,
Oh, tell me about it.
Battery switches to turn the main power on to start the boat. Sometimes those things are hidden where you, if the owner doesn't show you where they're at, you could spend a half a day looking for it and never find it.
So at some point when you get serious about buying it, you like it, you call the owner, and the owner will come down and show you all this stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, once we get, first of all, I'll show them the boat. Mm-hmm. And if they put the offer in with the deposit, the next step is that they'll do the survey.
Okay.
And that goes, the surveyor comes down there like a house inspector, and he'll go through all the systems, make sure, you didn't have a weekend electrician down there doing some goofy mm-hmm. stuff. They'll check the stringers, make sure the boat is structurally sound. They may haul the boat out of the water to make sure the bottom of the boat isn't all blistered or damaged. They'll check the running gear to make sure that that's all good. If everything there is fine, and they also may do, if it's a diesel engine, they may do an oil analysis. They may take some oil, draw some oil, and send that out to a lab to make sure that the diesel doesn't have a lot of metal shavings and contaminants
right,
in there
okay.
to make sure that that's good. So there's a lot of other things that you can do. If all that passes, they'll put the boat back in the water, and then we'll go off for the sea trial and test drive it. Mm. And the owner, I prefer to have the owner do that. I don't want to drive the boat. Mm-hmm. I don't own the boat.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the boat better than I
sure.
do. And, worst case scenario, if they can't, I will, with their permission.
Mm-hmm.
And, if all that passes, usually we can just pull the boat back into the slip, sign papers, and exchange funds, and, everybody's happy.
Now, when you have a survey done, it's been quite some time since I've had one done personally for myself. Do they give you a rough estimate of what the boat is worth?
They do. They'll go out and see comps, what's out there. They'll also do a buck value. Banks don't use the buck value. They do the NADA. To me, NADA is okay, but that A stands for automobile. It doesn't stand for boat. Buck value is strictly boats, and so they'll go out there and kind of get the buck value on that, and they'll put that at the bottom of the what they think it's worth, and go from there. And then the bank will sometimes look at that survey, but a lot of times they'll go with NADA. So, but again, survey is a must. The insurance is going to ask for it, the bank's going to ask for it, and you're going to want to do it because it's a good peace of mind.
And it's getting to the point where some of the marinas are going to start asking for it. We want to make sure that we have a good, solid boat in our marina. We don't want something that's going to come in here that with the potential of being dangerous. I know we actually turned down a boat here not very long ago, and it's not very often, or I can't even remember in recent history where we have turned a boat down. But we did turn one down here And it was just because we were aware of this boat, and this person wanted to come into the marina. My brother Ken, who was the other owner of the marina, and I went down and looked at the boat, and we could tell that it was not sound. It was not a sound boat, and we denied it. It's unfortunate. I know this person really wanted to be in there, and they didn't even care if the boat ran. They just wanted it as to use it as a cabin. But we felt that it was not not safe enough, not sound enough to be in the harbor. So it was unfortunate for that person that hopefully they can find another boat that's decent and come in.
I can understand that. I mean, what happens if the boat sinks? What happens if it catches on fire? I mean, have you ever had that kind of a situation?
You know, not in recent memory. I have had a couple that I've seen actually ignite on the gas dock.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was some serious stuff there. And it's happened more than once. And you know, it does happen. I mean, I think probably everybody at every gas dock on the river at one point in time has had something, an incident of where there might have been a fire. But there was one here 3 years ago that happened on our launching ramp. And there was a mechanic that was working on it. And they got a little lax on what they were doing, and it actually... We heard the explosion. We were working on our docks, and we heard the explosion. And as I looked up, I was running a crane at the time. As I looked up, I could see the doghouse, which we call the doghouse is the engine cover that covers the engine on an IO, about 40 feet in the air.
Oh my.
And of course, then there was a little bit of smoke and stuff afterwards, and then the smoke just gradually got more and more. And I looked at the crew, and I said, there's a fire over there, guys. We got to go. So we secured the barge and the crane, and we all ran over there, and we could see the flames by, you know, we were probably... 300 yards away, and we're yelling at the kid that was working on it to grab the fire extinguisher. We have fire extinguishers on every dock, and it just so happened to be there was one within reach, basically, of him. And, of course, they have the glass in front of him, and he was having a hard time breaking the glass, and I just yelled at him. I said, kick it! So he did. He kicked it, and the glass broke, and he took the fire extinguisher, and it's amazing. It's happened, and I've seen it happen more than once. A short blast from the fire extinguisher knocked that flame down, knocked the fire out, and... you know, the boat was smoldering a little bit afterwards, but he saved the boat. He probably saved other boats that were close to that one. So
that could have been so much worse.
Yeah, he wasn't hurt. The mechanic was on the boat when it blew up, but he was not hurt. He had a minor injury. He didn't go to the doctor or anything, but, you know, a clean pair of underwear afterwards, and we were all fine. So,
oh, man.
That's crazy.
It was very interesting.
It's amazing that the kid knew how to operate the fire extinguisher.
Yeah, he was a young kid, too, a young mechanic. He's a good mechanic. It's just that sometimes we get a little easy and relaxed at our job and overlook a couple of things, and that was the case there. And it happens to all of us at one point in time where we get a little too relaxed at doing what we're doing.
You get in a routine.
Exactly, and that's what happened. So, I mean, it was a mistake, and he learned from it, and I don't think the kid was more than 20, 21 years old. And I'll bet you he doesn't ever make that mistake again.
Yeah.
Learn the hard way.
Mm. Yeah, hope not. Anyway, I think we're...
Yeah, why don't you give out your...
Close. We're getting close here to the first half, ending of the first half of Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzlaff Yacht Sales. John Tetzlaff with Tetzlaff Yacht Sales, tetzlaffyachtsales.com, 651-214-9463. And on my starboard side...
I am Eric Wolf with Wolf Marine. We're located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater, intersection of Highway 95 and 96. Can be reached at area code 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. Always like to hear from people. Email info@wolfmarine.net. And I think that'll do it for the first segment here.
Let me just jump in real quick,
absolutely.
Folks. If you're driving around right now and can't write down any of that information, call us here at the radio station Monday through Friday. We'll get you any of their contact information, that answer any questions you might have. So don't feel pressured to get all that information down if you're driving or have your hands full right now. And, give us a call.
And hopefully it's Saturday morning here, or Sunday morning if you listen to the rebroadcast. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you're sitting at home at the kitchen table sipping a cup of coffee with a notebook.
9:30 or 10 o'clock.
That's right. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
A convenient location in Protected Bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Welcome back. This is the second half of Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We are a boating show, and again, I think we're one of the few boating shows in the country that is dedicated basically to boats and marinas. And, you know, you can check out our website at TetzloffYachtSales.com. We have the largest selection of boats for sale in the five-state area and maybe beyond. I haven't checked, but we're always looking for listings. We're having a great year, so we definitely are looking for more good listings to sell. If you're looking for that boat, definitely check out the website. Like I said, there's a lot of boats to look at on there. Again, it's TetzloffYachtSales.com, 575 Main Street North. Check out our Facebook page. A lot of great information on there. In fact, we've got a promotion that I'm working with Julia from Lighthouse Promotions, and we have a trivia question on there every week. So check out the Facebook page for that, and there's good prizes to be given away. And on my starboard side,
again, I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine, and we are located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater, intersection of Highway 95 and 96. You coming up by boat? We are located at St. Croix River mile marker 24.5. So if you want to come up river, that's where we're at. We are a marina, like I said before, have slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 foot. Can accommodate most everybody except for that huge, beautiful skipper liner that John is trying to sell. I wish I could take that thing in. It would look fantastic if I had a dock large enough for it, but unfortunately I don't. He has an array of other boats, though, that are for sale that would look wonderful at our place and will fit. So buy a boat from John, come see me.
Are you sure that wouldn't fit, like, out on the ends, like a tie-up?
It might, but I don't think it would be a good idea,
Think the guys out there would mind having that big thing out there.
Yeah, we have certain customers that have been with us for longer than I can even think of, and they've worked their way out to the end of the dock over the last 30 years better.
What if they could use the hot tub? Come on now.
That might there might be a little enticement there.
If they can get me out of it.
You could maybe bribe them a little bit.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were talking about you saw some explosions or whatever at your gas dock or whatever, you know, by some folks. You know, I had the first big boat we bought was a 72 Gibson. It was a single Chrysler 383, no generator, no air conditioning. The decks were just mush. I mean, it was a 72, but I'll tell you what, we were pretty excited. We overlooked the decks, and we bought it. It was down in Hastings, but, you know, that fall, I said, gosh, it had carpeting on it. Do not put carpeting on a Gibson houseboat.
Not a good idea.
It's just going to hold that water. It's just going to seep into that fiberglass and that wood. It's just going to stay there and rot it. Anyway, I hired a guy to fix those decks over the winter, so shipped the boat out to this guy's farm, and over the winter he fixed those decks for us, and boy was I so proud of those decks. And so that spring we put it in the water and loaded up the boat for our first weekend We're going to probably go out to the Kinnick because that's where we always went from Hastings. And we had my she was a 2.5-year-old daughter on there, my pregnant wife, and me. So we motored on over to the gas dock, and I said, fill her up. So there's two gas tanks. And he had them both going. And we were sitting there, and he's going, this one must not be going too fast because it's not filling up yet. Because the other one filled up. So we're still pumping, and we're all on the boat. And he goes, man, something just doesn't sound right. So he lifted the engine hatch. Well, the guy that did the deck work forgot to reattach the gas hose to the deck.
Oh, yes.
So it was filling up the engine compartment. I'll tell you what, if we would have turned the key on that bad, I would have said enough's enough at one point, maybe. Mm. If I'd have turned the key on that, boom.
Yeah.
That would have taken down the whole marina.
It's a good thing that that it was caught.
He probably saved some lives, including my family's. I'll tell you what, the sheriffs were called. They shut down the Mississippi for half a mile in each direction. They didn't want any rocking, any nothing going on until we got that boat out of the water. My first call was to the guy that did the work on those decks.
Oh, yes.
He had a heck of a job to clean my boat and get that gas out of there, but he did it.
Well, and I can tell you a story also that the similar thing has happened to me. When I was a young lad working the gas dock, we had it was about a 24-foot aluminum StarCraft small cuddy cabin style boat, and fill it up. So, I opened up the gas cap, put the nozzle in, and started filling it, and kept on going and going and going. And he's going, it seems like it wasn't quite that dry. And at that time, I could smell just a little bit of fuel, you know. So I immediately stopped, and we opened the what I call the doghouse on that. It was an I.O. And sure enough, apparently when we put the gas nozzle in, it pushed it off or broke the weathered gas line.
Yep, yep.
And we probably had about 30 gallons of gas in the bottom of the boat. Mm. And there again, we were lucky.
Oh.
Just so lucky that nothing, the bilge pump, nothing kicked on. And of course, we did what we had to do right away is we pushed the boat to the hoist, picked it up with the hoist, took it in a deserted area of the marina, and drained the gas out of the hull of the boat, and then just let it dry out. And once all the gas was out physically, you still have that smell. And he did get it eventually. A lot of Dawn style dishwash and a lot of scrubbing, but it finally did come clean and put a new gas hose on it, and the guy used that boat for years later.
Yeah. No, I watched the guy clean our boat out. I mean, he was, he took the hot water. I saw it flying out of the boat because he wasn't happy, but at the same time, come on now.
Yep.
But anyway, he had to replace everything in there because it just reeked. I mean, but he got it all. I mean, this guy's still around. I'm not going to say his name or anything. And he's good. But, boy, that really could have been a hazard. So that just goes to show you that always have safety on your mind. No matter how old the boat is, new, you have work done to it, make sure it's done right, check it out, all that kind of stuff. I had a few boats I wanted to mention real quickly. In my lot, I've got a heck of a boat. It's a 1994 44-foot Carver, new diesels, $50,000 worth of diesels, new bow and stern thrusters, new electronics, radar, GPS, the whole ball of wax. This is a fantastic boat, and the owners are looking to sell. It's on the website. Check it out. Again, it's a 1994 44-foot Gibson with new Cat diesels and all kinds of stuff.
And I think you can just see that one if it's the same boat I'm thinking of, just driving by Highway 95, eyeing it up.
It's right in front of my office, right there next to the bike path where thousands of people know about that boat now because they're going by it.
Absolutely. I love that boat.
Oh, yeah.
I just wish I had the money to buy it.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Or the time.
Yeah, that also.
When you're in the business, you don't have much time to enjoy the boats.
It's tough.
Yeah, well, anyway. But you know what? It looks like we're coming to an end of the show. We had some good stories here. We're going to have some good guests. If you've got some folks that you want to have, you think would be great on the show, let us know. Call Eric or me.
Or call the radio station.
Or call the radio station. And you can hear all our shows by going to the KLBB website. You can hit hear it live, and you can also hit on demand and hear all the previous shows anytime you want. And those are hard to get because they may be busy. A lot of people are hitting that on demand and listening to this 24 hours a day.
Yeah, and I'm the same way. There's nothing better that I like than listening to a true boating story.
So that's right.
If you've got a boating story, you want to come on the air with John and I and talk about it, I'd love to hear the stories.
We'll call you. We'll get your phone number.
Absolutely. Yeah, my phone number at the marina is 651-439-2341. I say it all the time. I'll say it again. But if you got a good story, I would love to hear it. Again, I'm Eric Wolf. I'm with Wolf Marine. Give us a call, 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. Give us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. Go ahead, John.
Tetzloff Yacht Sales, tetzloffyachtsales.com. Facebook page, 651-214-9463. See you guys.
See you next week.